Delegates and visitors alike have been streaming into town over the past few days for the Republican National Convention, which begins today. However, the welcome party was held last night on the Summerfest grounds. The event drew thousands of guests as well as some detractors, as WUWM's Eddie Morales reports.
The Republican National Convention's welcome event was called Red, White, and Brew. It was a kickoff to the big week in Milwaukee, which will culminate in Donald Trump accepting the GOP nomination for president. Charlene Olson traveled from Indiana to attend the RNC. Olson is the vice chair at the National Federation of Republican Women Armed Services and a retired U.S. Army Master Sergeant. Olson shares the message that she hopes others take from Trump's candidacy.
Don't focus on the flaws. Focus on the leadership, because at the end of the day, when I was in the military, there were leaders that I didn't want to work with. But guess what? We didn't focus on that. We focused on the principle, and we focused on the leadership behind that person, because there is no specific person that is going to be golden.
Olson says the assassination attempt on the former president Saturday brought Trump supporters together.
He demonstrated the strength that we needed. We needed to see that. And it wasn't about a fist pump. It was about, let's fight for what's right. How about those words? How about the American people hear that?
Bill Schuette is a state representative from Michigan. I asked him,
in this big election year, why are you supporting Trump? And what kind of message do you have to anybody in a swing state who's on the fence?
Well, Michigan, much like Wisconsin, is a swing state. In fact, I think Michigan and Wisconsin probably are the two key swing states in the race to the presidency. And this is about the price of gas. This is about the price of groceries. This is about the cost of living, a crisis on our southern border. America, Michigan, Wisconsin was categorically better under the presidency of Donald Trump than under the failed, weak, feeble presidency of Joe Biden.
As delegates headed into the Red, White, and Brew party, Kim, who only gave her first name, was among a handful of protesters who gathered across the street from the Summerfest grounds. She held a handwritten sign above her head that read,
"Save democracy, defeat Donald."
And there's something on the other side as well.
It says, protect trans families from Republican policies.
But Kim isn't sure Democratic President Joe Biden is the best hope for preventing Trump from winning a second term.
There's some discussion about whether it would be better for Biden to drop out. How do you feel about that?
I'm torn because I do believe that Biden has been an excellent president. I think he has done a lot for America, and he stepped in when we needed him most. On the other hand, I do think that it could be time for him to pass on the torch.
About 50,000 people are in town for the RNC through Thursday. The number includes delegates, media, law enforcement, protesters, and others. Eddie Morales, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.